Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where the whiskers twitch with wisdom. I'm Floppy, your hopping host, bounding through the briar patch to bring you nuggets of knowledge that will make your tail twitch with glee. Now let's nibble on a tasty topic, shall we? Today, we're hopping down the trail of life to dig up some guiding principles for a fulfilling journey. Now, as a rabbit, I know a thing or two about journeying. My paws have padded across many terrains, and while our experiences are as different as carrots and cabbages, I've gleaned a few universal tidbits that might resonate in your human ears. Principle 1. Always trust your nose. Instinct is powerful, and as a rabbit, when something smells off in the underbrush, it's usually for good reason. Trust that little voice inside you, or that prickle at the back of your neck. It's often more perceptive than you realise. Next, keep your eyes on the horizon, but don't forget to watch where you hop. It's all well and good to plan for the future, making burrows for days yet to come, but don't let that distract you from the joys and pitfalls of the present. There's a balance there, between dreaming about sunny meadows and avoiding the snare hidden beneath the clover. Moving on, chew thoroughly. That's literal for us rabbits, but for you humans, I reckon it means to thoroughly consider things, turning them over thoughtfully in your mind before you commit. Digest the information, whether it's a job, a relationship, or a decision that weighs heavy on your heart. Take your time, no need to rush. Haste makes waste, as they say in your neck of the woods. Another bunny once told me, variety is the spice of life. That means sample all sorts of experiences, leafy greens and fruits, meet different sorts of critters, and explore various warrens. You never know what will add zest to your life without a bit of exploration. Who knows, you might even find passion in unexpected burrows. Now here's something me and my bonded friend, 8-Bit, practice a lot. Grooming. For you humans, that might equate to self-care and keeping your warren or home tidy and comfortable. It's important to take care of your burrow, but don't overlook the need to groom your inner self too. This includes your mental fur and emotional coat. Tend to them with kindness and give yourself the same care and attention you would to a garden of fresh lettuce. And let's hop to another crucial point. Be vigilant, but not paranoid. It's natural to be alert. Keep an ear perked for foxes, but also savour the sun warming your fur. If you're always burrowed away in fear, you'll miss the delightful things scampering by. Listen to the breeze, take pleasure in the small stuff, like how the dew glistens on the grass at dawn. Part of life's journey involves knowing when to lay low and when to bound out into the open. Cooperation and companionship. As rabbits, we value our warren comrades. And for you, the relationships you foster will enrich your journey. Lend a paw when you can. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you're stuck in a tight spot. The strength of many can often uplift the one who struggles. Now, before we burrow down to a close, remember, the path isn't just about where you're going, but how you hop along the way. Leave the trail better than you found it. Be that throughkinness to a stranger, a listening ear to another, or simply by not littering. Nature ear is our shared burrow after all. And of course, take time to frolic, because what's a journey without joy? Find your meadow, that space where you can kick up your heels, feel the wind in your fur, and just be truly, exuberantly alive. And that, my dear human friends, brings this podcast episode of 12 Hop Flop to a gentle close. If today's chatter struck a chord in your heart, don't forget to subscribe for more rabbit ruminations. Leave us a carrot, I mean, a review or comment. It helps more than you know, and thank you ever so much for listening. Until next time, keep your paws on the path, and may your days be as bountiful as a field of clover.